Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Hey, we are finishing up our series, Building a Profitable Private Practice. This is the third and final episode with Dr. Anne Truong, a very successful practice owner from Virginia. Today, we're going to be discussing memberships. We're talking about how you can get recurring revenue that's going to help you to have a strong, sustainable business. And also wanted to announce, this is the last day to register for the Medical Practice Profits Challenge, where we go in-depth in all of these subjects to help you start and build and thrive in your own cash-based medical practice. And I'm super excited to have you there. It's such an affordable price, and this is the last day that you're going to be able to register. So you need to go to this website, Practice Profits Challenge. PracticeProfitsChallenge.com. It'll have all the information you need. Again, really excited to bring this to you. And with that, let's get started with the show. Hey guys, this is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD, the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. If you've been following along, we've had our good friend and practice expert, Dr. Anne Truong. She has a very successful eight-figure sexual medicine practice in Virginia. And in the last few weeks, she's been sharing us great information about finding your niche for your cash-based medical practice. We talked about how to attract new patients or recurring patients or older patients using social media, how she does it and how she does that tremendously well. And today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects is recurring income using memberships. You know, it's great having a patient come in for a one-time thing, but how about them coming in where you get paid every single month? And even then, it doesn't really have to be your own patient. She'll be talking about how she uses and attracts prospective patients who are paying her income, and they're not even her patients. She can talk about how she does that on today's podcast. And if you like the information, we've got a challenge that's coming up rather very quickly. It's called our Medical Practice Profits Challenge. 3 days with us on how to transform your practice into a cash practice machine. But I want to introduce to the program Dr. Anne Truong. Anne, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here and to talk about membership and how to make money while you sleep. Now, that is, I think, a phrase that Warren Buffett used to say, right? And as physician, we're like, well, I don't make money unless I see patients. We're going to break that boundary right now and say, yes, you can. And we figure it out for you. So you want me to dive in and kind of talk about that?
Let's dive right in. Let's talk about memberships today.
Right. But I want to review a little bit. And the first thing we talked about last week, we talked about niching down, meaning narrow down the customer and the service you do. And then we talk about how to attract them because they have to know what you do to know, like, and trust you to buy from you. But now that, you know, they haven't bought from you yet. And we talked about being on YouTube and producing the content that they are looking for. And they now start to see, oh, Dr. Mike, oh, so he does knee pain. And remember, whatever it is in the customer mind, is what's in it for me? Why should I listen to you? What's in it for me, right? And so you want to say, if you're producing the content, what you want to do, you want to get that customer information. You want to get their email. So you say, okay, I have a free ebook or free guide to help you with the knee pain. So if you go on the link and, you know, in my profile or in the description, you'll get. So they go to that link. They give you their email, and then you get their email, and you give them a free book, and then you start talking to them. You write email to them to tell them about what you do, and tell them to also deliver value as well. Now, where I'm heading with this is that, let's say Dr. Mike do knee pain. Well, what do people with knee pain have problem with? They have problem walking, maybe they're overweight, they have arthritis, they can't play pickleball, right? So you think about that and you go, well, my coach, you know, I've had a coach in 2018, it said, when you solve a problem, you create another problem. So it's so interesting because, you know, when you solve a problem, another problem occurs. So let's say you have somebody with their knee pain. Well, now they're gonna want to lose weight. They want to get stronger. They want to play pickleball. Well, what other thing can you give them to solve the next problem? And that's what I think about membership. Because when you create a membership, you can do one, you can make money one to many instead of one to one. When you see a patient in the office, it's one to one. It's dependent upon how many hours in a day can you work. And that's it. It's you, unless you have other providers, right? But it's one to one. How about if Mike and I can show you how to make money for one to many? And I'm talking about 1 to 100,000, 1 to 1 million, 1 to 1,000. Well, that's what I did. I created a membership where they don't even have to be my patient, where if somebody watches a YouTube video of mine and I tell them about a membership that I created to help them with sexual dysfunction, they join that membership. And once they join that membership, they pay me a monthly fee of $97 a month. And then I, in that membership, I created material that like 5 modules that they can listen to with some actionable item, because you got to give them something actionable that they have, that they can get value from, that they can see result. If you don't deliver result, they're not going to stay with you. So I give them actionable item they can do to see result. And then I go in there live to coach them on how to execute and how to implement. And you can put other bonuses in there as well too. So the key is to create a source of income that you can go from one to many, and that's membership. And that membership could be, let's say for me, is where I coach men on how to restore functioning again through diet, exercise, sleep, and stress reduction. That's really it. But you can also use the same thing for someone with knee pain. You can create a membership with someone with knee pain. How do you do that? Stretching that you need to do for knee pain. Exercise you can do at home when you have knee pain. What type of braids, right? What type of equipment? Maybe you need to do functional electrical stimulation. Maybe you do a massager with that. And then sleeping position and diet, right? What type of diet should you be eating if you have arthritis? And what type of exercises should you avoid if you have knee pain? What type of exercise can you do? All that information can be lumped into your membership where you deliver that value, and then you go live twice a month or maybe weekly to coach them to answer their question, so that way they can implement it to get result, right? Think of membership like Netflix or Amazon Prime, right? Why are we so addicted to Amazon Prime? I'm addicted to Amazon Prime, right? Because it's so easy. I pay, I don't even know what the annual due is. It $99 now a year? I pay a due, but I don't have to pay for shipping, and I can order it tonight and get it, you know, even tomorrow within 2 days, right? And it deliver a value for me. And I've been an Amazon Prime member for at least a decade, as long as they have it. It's sticky. But that's what you want to do with your membership, is deliver value, and that way they pay you monthly. So I just created a membership for somebody that treats knee pain, because, you know, if you do that, because you're always updating information. People want to be in a membership because they want to learn and they have a problem and they want a community. They want a community where they can bounce ideas off. They want a community where they can access the expert, so that way you can answer their question and guide them to a successful path. So think of a membership, and it doesn't even have to be your patient. It could be from somebody online that goes straight to your membership, but you can even have a patient that you just treated the knee pain on, and they can join that membership so they can continue their improvement over time. And you can, you so that means that you can have an in-office practice treatment that would, you know, and then you can have a membership with people that are not your patient yet, with your customer, and then also your patient. But that membership live in forever, because you are, because you're always going to be adding people into that. And then recurring income mean that, you know, I have right now about 500 people in my membership at $97. That's about $48,000 that I get every month. That's it. If I keep the same amount of members, but if I add in, you know, 50 members a month, that increase it, and that increase to another 10,000. And if I add 50 members every month, that increases it as well. Not bad, good amount of money that, you know, doesn't require a lot of time from you. And you can do one too many. In my membership, I have members all the way from New Zealand, Nigeria, and United Kingdom, and in Vietnam as well too. So I love the international community, but I love the aspect of one too many, because when, as physician, when we figure out how we make money for one too many, then, you know, when you will never have to worry about your bank account again, because once you figure that out and figure out what your customer want, and you know, that the sky is the limit. And this is the part that I'm most excited about my business, is to create the membership and helping doctors create the membership too, because oftentimes that's definitely thinking out of the box, right? We're always trained during med school, residency, fellowship training, and, you know, one-to-one treatment like this. When we start thinking about one-to-many, we're like, oh, how do I do that? Well, it's teaching. It's what we do. We teach our patient, right? You do a treatment. When they come back for follow-up, you teach them what to avoid, what they need to be doing, right? It's the same thing. You're teaching your customers. Some of them they're not your patient as well, but you can have a wide impact. Imagine if you're endocrinologist, you teach somebody how to live with thyroid, and you teach somebody how to manage their diabetes better. Oh my God, yeah, doctors, if you're listening to this, whether you're an endocrinologist, whether you're a GI doc, imagine GI doc teaching patient how to live with IBS or live with Crohn's. Oh my God. I mean, I would sign up in a minute. If I have IBS and I have a GI doctor that's teaching me how to live with IBS, I would sign up in 30 seconds. Right? Because patients are dying for information from credible but right now we're not out there. So they're following somebody that right now you see people that like, oh, I have this condition, I figure it out myself, and I'm going to teach you how to do it. They're not even doctors. They're not even in the medical field, right? So I feel that as physician, you have a moral obligation to teach people the right way on how to live with their chronic diseases, you know, like IBS, thyroid, diabetes, arthritis, or even aging skin. I have a dermatologist friend that I'm coaching her right now on how to go on social media and create a membership for younger skin after 50. How's that, right? Like the baby boomers, it's right now 58, it will be by 2050, we'll have 68 million baby boomers. And it's a 47% increase from 2020 to 2050. Baby boomers are people that are over 60, but they're living longer and longer. So, you know, just think, you know, whatever specialty you are, you can create a membership. And what the impact that you make will be so powerful, because you are helping people live better lives, and you are the best source for that. Or else somebody online that, you know, just figure it out themselves are making money and having the reach that you should be having, that you could do as well too. And all you need is a roadmap and a mentor and a coach that can guide you there. And Mike and I can help you build that membership in, and it's consistent with your niche, consistent with your service, and consistent, make it so that you can attract customers online as well. Because I'm just talking about IBS, I'm excited about it, because I hope that there's a GI doctor is listening to this, that you can build a community and build a financial stability with just creating a membership for IBS. I was talking to an OBGYN doctor the other day, and I was coaching him, and he's going to do a membership on bladder issues in the continent as well. You know, bladder incontinence. How big of an issue is that? Everybody, I know every woman gets that after the age of 50 because of menopause, right? You can even create a membership for a menopause lady, how to live better during menopause. And so my membership is for men with erectile dysfunction or even just sexual dysfunction and how to regain a performance again without medication, without surgery. And I just launched it like less than a year ago. And that is gonna be my retirement. My membership is gonna be something that I'm gonna nurture and probably do to the day I die, because my medical knowledge is with me to the day I die. And why should I stop? So it really makes my heart ache to think of doctors totally leaving the medical field, doing something unrelated, because, you know, think of four years of college, 4 years of medical school, and, you know, the residency training and all the sacrifice that you do. And now you're just leaving medicine because of burnout, because of how the healthcare system is. Our healthcare system is not the best right now for doctors, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have to live with it or deal with it. There are ways that you can create a steady revenue income that is online and creating membership that is consistent with your in-office practice.
Amazing stuff. And again, if you miss it, is like what Ann's saying, is it's revenue even after she starts, you know, wanting to see patients. Right now she's seeing lots of patients, but she's also bringing in revenue from people who probably will never be your patients. You mentioned, you know, from Africa and from, you know, California and Florida and things like that. Some do become patients, but she's able to keep recurring revenue with that. Is it difficult to start one of these things up? I mean, is it, you know, what are the kinds of things that you're giving? I know you got information, but you've also got products, et cetera. Maybe you want to.
Well, no, it's actually not difficult at all, because there are now software that it's essentially, when you have a membership, you just got to figure out what software you're going to use to store the information in. And that could be Kajabi, that could be Searchy, that could even, you know, we even have the software, the Dr. Boss, and you can even put the Dr. Boss is our marketing software, but you can even put a membership in there as well too. You just want something that you can store the modules where they can go in and consume the material. And you can put a calendar in there to see when the live training is. But and it's up to you what it is. It could be a worksheet in there. It could also be material that you want them to read. It's essentially, think of it like a storage place that they go into to get that. And then you go live in Zoom, like this, and a Zoom account, like $20 a month. And you can go live in Zoom to talk with your members, find out what they need. And now you have AI that you can get the Zoom meeting transcribed. And I use Fathom, Fathom. I know you use something else, right? And you can get the Zoom recorded and transcribed. And then when it's transcribed, you can make it into a PDF and you email that to your members, or you can store that in the platform that you have your membership at. And the platform, you know, that doesn't cost that much, probably less than $100 a month. And you have the Zoom account. And so you want to figure out the material that you want your members to have by mapping out a success path. And so in my membership, I have a success path that I have recorded. So what you do, you record the videos, and I record 5 videos, and they're like 20 minutes each. And what I tell them to do, you know, first you do this, and then the next one, I tell them, okay, what progress have you had? It's all recorded. And then in there, I also have a diet plan that they need to follow, exercise plan, and a list of supplements. What's so good about membership is that you can insert in the supplement that you recommend, and they either buy from you, from your office directly, you ship to them, or you can go on Amazon and get an associate link. So you don't have to be a big influencer. Anybody can have an Amazon associate link by setting up an account with Amazon. And what that means is that, let's say if you are recommending a supplement that your members take, you can get range it from 2% to 10%. And if you have a bigger following, so I'm now qualified to be an Amazon influencer store. So I have a store on Amazon and I get between 15% to 20% of whatever the price. So more so, the larger following you have, the more money you make as an affiliate. So you can set up an Amazon associate account. And then if you recommend, hey, take this natural toxide here, they go to Amazon with that link and you make a little bit of money from that. So you can curate it in your membership to what you want the members to do to have success. And figure out what you want to do monthly. And then with a membership, you got the thing that you got to get people in. And how do you get people in? With what I said about doing niching down and getting leads in with the content creation from our last episode. So it doesn't take that much work. It doesn't take that much software. It's just Zoom. And then, a platform to store it in where members can go in and consume the material. That the main thing is take action. Do not overcomplicate things. Do not think of the detail. Just take action and learn from that and correct it as you go.
This has been tremendous. Again, this episode is going to conclude our series on transforming to a cash-based medical practice. But if you like this, we've got something that's closing real quickly, and that's our Medical Practice Profits Challenge. 3 days of how to run a successful cash-based medical practice that's coming out very quickly. And you want to talk a little bit about it? I know we're about to close the doors to this. This might be one of the last times you can get in. Just talk about the Medical Practice Profits Challenge, please.
Right. So I'm excited about this challenge. It is a challenge, a three-day challenge where Mike and I are going to show you the roadmap on how to decide, how to niche down, what customer. And then on day two, we're going to talk about how to create a content to attract your customer. And then day three, we're going to deep dive into how to create a membership and create an offer that is irresistible. And that challenge starts on April the 30th and at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And it's 3 days in a row. So April 30th and then May 1st, same time. And then Thursday, May 2nd at the same time. And on the third day, Mike and I will also take Q&A and we'll perhaps do a hot seat as well. Because what we want to do is to have you take action and to have you take some valuable information that we're going to teach you that you can insert right away into your practice that will hopefully, make more money for you or help you have more clarity on what you need to do. Because Mike and I, when we first started our cash-based practice and with my online digital marketing experience, I had to figure it out myself. I had to reach out to different coaches to learn about online marketing, but they weren't in the medical field. They were selling people how to market. They were showing people how to coach. No one was in the medical field. I had to figure it out. How do I take this information and insert it in a medical practice for doctors? And I made a lot of mistakes and spent a lot of money on those mistakes. But we finally figured it out. We finally have the blueprint now to really fast track. Yeah, to get your result and to help you avoid all the pitfalls as well. And so that's what we want to do in this 3-day challenge to help you start thinking about a cash-based practice and how you can leverage your expertise and credibility as a medical doctor to attract your best customer and create a reoccurring income such as a membership.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Guys, it's probably one of the last times you're going to be able to access to it once the doors are closed. So you need to go to this website,
Practice Profits Challenge. That's profits with an S, practiceprofitschallenge.com. All the details in there. Again, starting at April 30th, we hope to see you there. And we're super excited to bring you this information. Look forward to adding more cash-based services, because as we said in the past, you can't rely on insurance. As Anna said, referrals through other doctors is dying or even dead. It's up to us, and it's up to us physicians supporting other physicians to build it. We have been blessed to have successful practices, and we hope to see the same for you. And any last minute thoughts before we end the call today?
Yes. So if you're a doctor that feel like you're burnt out, you're not enjoying what you do, you feel like you're on the hamster wheel, there is a solution. Even if you just come and listen, we want to input some ideas into you and start you having you think outside the box. And you, as a doctor, you have the expertise and the credibility, and there are many things that you can do outside of the medical practice, as in online, to impact and still help many people. There are millions, hundreds of millions of people out there dying to learn from your knowledge and dying for you to help them. You just have to get in front of them to tell them what you do. It is that easy, but they need to know who you are. They need to know what you do, and they need to know what message you are delivering to them. And we can help you get there. Attend this challenge. And once you do that, you will learn the road and the blueprint to really financial independence and freedom. Because at the end of the day, we all want our freedom and we want our financial stability and our health as well.
All right. In and Out starts now. It's the Practice Profits Challenge. Go to practiceprofitschallenge.com. We look forward to seeing you there and sharing our details and knowledge with you. And as always, guys, thank you for listening to the Bootstrap MD podcast. You're going to have ups and downs in your business. Do everything a little each day to keep you closer to your goals and keep moving you forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.